We are doing a special coverage here on Vancouver Co-op Radio, along with Bolan Dawaz, The Rational, and Y57 today, talking about Status for All, which is a day of action coming up this Saturday across the country, demanding status for all Canadians, particularly immigrants and refugees who are without status. And joining me is Adriana Paz, and she's with the Status Coalition, and she works with different organizations. She's also a broadcaster on Co-op Radio, so let's bring her on board and talk to her about some of the things that are going on. Adriana, welcome to Co-op Radio and helping us with this program today.
Thank you so much.
So you work with migrant workers, among other things, mm-hmm. And that's another issue that's happening here in Canada. These are migrant workers who come with special permits to come here. They don't have status, but they come as temporary workers. Is that how it works?
Yes, they are. Well, I work with the Seasonal Agricultural Migrant Workers Program, which is a federal program between the Canadian and Mexican government. So they are seasonal agricultural workers that come to Canada with a work permit. This is a temporary status. They are granted with a work permit for up to 8 months to work in Canada to fill the labor shortage on the Canadian farms. So,
is there a labor shortage?
Well, yes, it is a labor shortage of Canadian workers because, of course, the conditions on agriculture sectors are very, very bad conditions, very precarious conditions in terms of workers' rights and Employment Standard Act, for example. They are in most of the sections or most of the parts of the Employment Standard Act, they are lived outside of this protection. So, of course, there is no Canadians workers who will be willing to do this job because the law, as I said, there is no worker rights basically, and the wages are very low. And if you have the chance to look in another sector, of course you will. But as I was saying, these migrant workers are brought to Canada to work in Canadian fields.
So are they displacing other workers? I mean, I think the conditions for farm workers generally are bad in Canada, mm-hmm. even with Canadian farm workers and so on. So these people are brought in as migrant workers, a lot of them from Mexico. And is it other countries as well? But I know that there's a lot of Mexican farm workers that have been coming to Ontario for a long time, and now they're coming to BC as well.
That's right. The Seasonal Agriculture Workers Program brings workers from Mexico, Caribbean countries, and a few from Guatemala. Mm. Yes, they come here with a temporary status, and most of them, they come every growing season for up to 20 years. But they never have the possibility to ask for regularization or to become permanent residents in Canada, even though they are contributing to the Canadian economy for 20 years. So with this temporary status, they became in very vulnerable workers because they don't have, they have fragile status. That means they have fragile protection and fragile rights.
Now, what kind of pay or working conditions do these people work under?
Usually, the working and living conditions in the farms are very precarious. For example, the working conditions on the fields, usually in the Fraser Valley and in the Okanagan and Abbotsford, Langley, they face precarious conditions. Like, for example, they don't have drinking water on the fields, they don't have bathrooms, they don't have a shelter well to cover from the rain when they are eating, or when they have break times. Usually the abuse and bad treatment from the supervisors or from the employers are also very, very bad. And that's what the workers tell us when we go to visit them to the farms. Another common problem is very crowded and unhealthy houses, even though they pay rent for the houses.
They pay rent as well?
Exactly. They pay rent. And for example, last year we had a situation where 50 workers were living in one house, a house that was violating every accommodation code. from the municipality. And these people most of them were also cooking outside in stoves with propane. And so when the weather was bad, and usually in Vancouver the weather is bad, they were eating and cooking and eating under the rain. Mm. But they pay rent. They come under a federal agreement.
How much did they get paid?
They get paid the minimum wage, $8.60. In that sense, the temporary workers are in better conditions than the local workers, because the local workers, that mostly are immigrants from India, from China or Philippines, they get paid only by pound. So, this is one of the advantage from this temporary workers program. But in other side, for example, the temporary workers are tied to only one employer, and they don't have the community support. They face the language barrier. Usually workers fear making complaints about their working and living conditions, because that can cost them their job and the right to stay in Canada as well.
Well, it's interesting. Again, I want to make the comparison to the call centers I was talking to earlier about, this documentary called Bombay Calling. Is they're having these call centers in India and the Philippines and so on, and they make probably less than a quarter of people at call centers get paid here to work, you know, in places like that. But they're, according to their standards, of course, they get paid much better, things like that. But they have very long hours, you know, about 12 hours or more and so on. Okay, so, and then you got these migrant workers coming to Canada to get paid low wages and bad working conditions and so on, but they don't get to stay. It's limited. They cannot apply to stay.
No, the contract is only for 8 months, and it's basically that we bring these workers when we need them. And we consider them only, the government consider them only as a labor force. But when we don't need them, we send them back to Mexico.
How do you compare that with living caregivers that come under the LCP? And that's another form of labor that's transported mostly from the Philippines and other countries. After that period, they're allowed to actually apply to stay, but these farm workers are not allowed to. Why is they're not allowed to stay they're skilled workers, so why should they not be able to immigrate and stay in Canada?
It's precisely one of our main demands, the right to regularization, because, well, the living caregivers, they can apply to get a permanent residence. But there are many similarities, like, for example, they face illegal deportations or early repatriation if they complain about the working or living conditions. That is something similar. I mean, they both face fragile rights and fragile protections. But with the LCP, the living caregiver, at least they have that chance to apply for permanent residence. But with the migrant workers, this program, as you said, in Ontario has more than 30 years in Ontario and Quebec. Yeah. But this is one of the main concerns of us, because they don't have the right to stay in Canada, mm-hmm. but they are deducted by EI, Employment Insurance, and CPP. Well, they will never get these benefits.
Isn't that crazy?
In Mexico. Yeah, because they contributed for, it's estimated that the migrant workers contribute with 11 billions to the Canada budget because of the deductions of the EI and CPP, but they will never get those benefits when they are in Mexico, because when they are in Mexico, they are not considered be unemployed.
We have such discrepancies in this country. I know I will work with refugees, and one of the issue with the welfare system was that that, because, you know, we had a 3-week wait period that came in. And people on welfare have to look for work. So until recently, until I think beginning of the year, refugees who went to apply for welfare were supposed to wait 3 weeks, just like any worker, and then they have to look for work when they don't even have a work permit. So you're saying that these people are not even going to stay here, but they have to pay EI mm-hmm. and pension, like deductions for pensions and so on, that they will never collect?
Exactly.
Now that's crazy.
Yeah.
Is it, why is a system where, like, you know, refugees should be treated differently, and these are temporary workers. They should be treated separately. They cannot have the same standards as Canadian workers, even if you're bringing them in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to bring them in and treat them as Canadian workers, then you should give them the right to stay in the country and apply for immigration, shouldn't you?
Exactly. That's what one of the contradictions of these programs, because when it comes to deductions and comes to obligations, they are treated as a Canadian workers. But when it comes to the rights and benefits, they are treated only as a labor force, and, well, come when we need you, Mexicans, and when we don't need you, come back to your home. And yeah.
Now, Adriana, it's really interesting. You know, I mean, Stephen Harper has announced the new immigration plan, and during the last election, the issue of labor and immigration was a big issue. People in different centers of Canada are complaining that they need more labor, skilled labor, people coming and things like that. But if you look at the immigration system, the point system and things like that, it's difficult for people with skilled labor to come in,
mm-hmm.
right? So, and then these people come in, the skilled labor, but they can't stay.
Exactly.
Right? And here is Harper and even the Liberals and NDP, they're going on and on and talking about how we need more immigrants and more labor. But these people are here working, you know, adding, you know, contributing to the economy, paying taxes,
mm-hmm.
Paying deductions, but they can't stay.
Exactly. And when they complain about the working or living conditions, they face early repatriations or deportations. I mean, they don't have the right to unionize, to have representation,
yeah.
when they have facing problems on the farms. I mean, it's a completely second class of workers here in Canada.
Okay. But, you know, immigration doors have been closing like crazy, and even this landing fee is ridiculous. They've halved it. That's nice. But, you know, since I came here in 72, the doors have just been closing, and now you bring in temporary workers, and it's I don't know how that works. The fact is, we need more immigrants, and they're closing the doors. Some of these people may want to stay, and they may go underground and so on. And people who, you know, after the Safe Third Country Agreement, are smuggled across the border and things like that, because the doors are closing.
Mm.
And then when people do that, like, you know, stay, go underground or get smuggled in, you know, the nice people say, oh, these people are breaking the law or they're jumping the queue.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But what choices do people have when, you know, people are not allowed to immigrate here properly or come through the proper channels or even come to the Canadian border and claim asylum, that you can't do that anymore because of the Safe Third Country Agreement that the United States started to sign with Canada,
mm-hmm.
which has reduced the number of refugees coming to Canada by 40%.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if you look at, for example, when Stephen Harper, Fox, and Bush, they had this meeting in Cancun, they were promoting this type of programs, promoting very aggressively in third world countries like Mexico, saying that, Canada is open the doors to the immigrants to work in Canada. And the Mexican government is also promoting this program as a good way to come legally and to work in Canada, because of course the comparison with the situation of the Latinos in US, it is much better in a sense, but I mean the reality is that they are still be treated as a substandard working class here in Canada, and as you said, there is no even chance to get permanent residence or full rights as they contribute to with the economy of this country.
So who's working with these people, and you said you have some demands, and you can talk a little bit more about some of the demands that you have for these farm workers, these agricultural workers?
Well, one of the first demands that we always ask is the right to regularization,
right.
for these workers. If you talk with the workers, they will tell you that I would like to come to live to Canada to bring my family after 20 years that I am coming here working in the farms. I would like to have the opportunity to choose other type of works, because there is people that has a lot of skills, but they are tied to one employer only. Another demand is that to include the workers here in BC, but under the BC Provincial Medical Service, because these workers that come and pay tax taxes, they are not covered by under the MSP. And this is the only province that doesn't cover the workers. And agriculture is one of the most dangerous jobs because they are manipulating dangerous pesticides and machinery. So, and it's ridiculous that these workers are not covered under the MSP in the province.
So what happens if they get sick?
Oh, when they sick, first of all, it's very, very difficult to access to the doctor because when they complain or when they ask to the supervisors or the managers of the farms, usually the managers will neglect that request and they'll say that, no, you have to keep working. And so finally, when the workers are really sick, they are took to visit the doctor, and usually when they go to the doctor, they have a private travel insurance that is very limited. So if the worker need more expensive examinations or tests, the travel insurance doesn't pay, and the employer, of course, don't want to pay, and neither the Mexican consulate. So who pay is the worker. And even when they are paying every paycheck, this private travel insurance is not enough, because when they go to the doctor, usually they have to pay extra for the medicines or for more expensive tests. And it is very, very funny because before the workers come to Canada, they are requested to have medical examinations in order to be sure that they are healthy and they are strong, so they will come and they won't miss any day on the fields. But nobody cares how they come back to Mexico.
So they pay deductions for EI and for pensions
and for IT, yeah,
and all that, and they pay taxes, but they get no medical coverage.
No medical coverage. Now, BC is the only province that doesn't cover the temporary workers, because in Ontario and Quebec, yes, they are covered under the MSP of the province. That is only to highlight the inequalities between the province.
Okay. So is there any campaign to change that?
Yes, we have a campaign that is called, well, in Spanish we say, Sanos llegaron, sanos se van, which means they arrived healthy and they have to come back healthy. Because it's not only that the workers want to get benefits from the WCB. It's that if they come back with bad health conditions, that will affect them for forever. And of course, they need to be healthy in order to sustain and keep working and sustaining their families. So we are in a very, very aggressive campaign right now to get the MSP for the migrant workers.
Okay, so now, if you look at the overall campaign for regularization that Status and other organizations across Canada are calling for, when people say regularization, what do they mean? Some people think of amnesty for refugees or immigrants and so on. But how does the whole idea of regularization of all those who don't have status, how would that look like? What would that campaign look like?
Well, from the workers' point of view, is that they would like to have the right to become permanent residents if they want to. And if also regularization means to be fully integrated into the Employment Standard Act and Health and Safety, and for example, to be included or to have the right to unionize and to do collective bargains. So that regularize their rights and their status, because with this fragile status, it's like if they complain, they will be sent back to Mexico immediately. But it's basically to have the right to stay in Canada or to bring their families if they want.
So this is overall part of the whole status campaign, those who don't have status, including temporary workers, whether it's farm workers or living caregivers and others. There are a lot of people who are temporary or migrant workers, I guess, in that situation.
Yes, and also you were asking me about the demands that the workers have, and one very important that they said, we want to be treated with respect and dignity in this country. And I mean, if you have temporary status, fragile rights, you won't be having a context where you can work under with a context with justice and dignity. And I think this is tied to the temporary status that the workers in this moment don't have. That the workers don't have a regular status here, that becomes very, very vulnerable to any the type of abuse or bad treatment.
If people want to get involved and help out with this issue, how do they do that?
They can approach to Justicia for Migrant Workers. We always need volunteers because it's a complicated and long life struggle, I think. So they can approach to us. Our email address is Justicia, which is J-U-S-T-I-C-E-A, because it's in Spanish.
And Justicia means justice in English.
Exactly.
And
Justicia
in Spanish.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's justice.
This, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's Justicia for Migrant Workers, bc.yahoo.ca. Or if people want to more know about this migrant labor on the farms, they can go and go to the website that is Justicia for, but it's number four, justiciaformigrantworkers.org. This is, I have to say that Justicia, it's volunteers driving a political collective that is based on Ontario and in BC. So they can go to the website and they will have plenty of information about this guest workers program.
Okay. And I guess you're going to be at the rally on Saturday.
Of
as well,
course,
so
of
people
course.
Can approach you there as well.
Yeah, we will be there because we think that this is a struggle not only for migrant workers, but it's also a struggle of all the workers, immigrants, documented, undocumented, temporary, or even local workers that they are facing this abuse and exploitation on the workplace.
We're talking to Adriana Paz, and she's with the Justicia. Yeah, Justice for Migrant Workers, and it's part of the overall campaign for status, for those who don't have status, and regularization for those who don't have status.